Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The message for today I've entitled, God's Only Way Street. John chapter 14, the first part of verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You know, as you read those words, there is an exclusiveness that comes to make us realize there is only one way to accept eternal life, and that is through the blood of Jesus Christ. He has paid the price, and there's no other way we can come to God except through Him. Many have tried to find peace with God, the God of their own making, through their own works, their own righteousness, doing something that is spectacular. It really counts for nothing. In my mind, one of the greatest examples of nothingness to receive eternal life is the thief on the cross next to Jesus, who simply said, Lord, remember me today when you come into your kingdom. That expressed the belief in his heart that Jesus truly was who he said he was, the Savior of the world. And he accepted that and asked to be included in God's kingdom. And the beauty was the assurance that he was given today. You will be with me in paradise. Those of us who have lost loved ones, and I have gone through that experience in the last 2 months, know that those who have died, who know the Lord, go immediately into the presence of the God who loved them enough, who sent his Son into the world to pay the price for their eternal salvation. What joy it is that when a loved one who knows the Lord ceases to breathe the air of this world is suddenly breathing the eternal air that will last forever and ever. It makes us realize that, like Paul, our desire is really to be with the Lord, and the only purpose for us to be here is to be of service for Him. And the question arises, what am I doing to be of service for Him? Do the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, is it constantly striving to know which way God wants me to behave and where I am to go and what I am to do and what I am to say? It's what it should be. God has a way that is right for me. God has a way that is right for you, and it works in His plan. Sometimes we go through that way, and it's like a rocky street. When I was a kid, I loved to go barefooted in the summer. But I want to tell you, when we went across gravel, it hurt. It hurt, no matter how tough the soles of our feet had become. It still hurt when we walked over gravel. And when we stepped on a thorn, it hurt even more. But listen, God puts on his shoes on our feet so that we are not hurt by the stones or the thorns of life. He is the way, He is the truth, He is the life, and that is the only way we are ever going to find an eternity that is blessed and filled with eternal joy and peace and contentment. But we have work to do here. Let us be faithful about the work of the Lord. Let us share with those around us the true joy of salvation in serving Him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence, we know that there is only one way. You are the way, Lord. And we recognize that you have paid the price. There's nothing we can do except receive. But once we have received you as our personal Savior and Lord, The Lord, we are then commanded to go and tell the world that we are to make disciples of all of those we come in contact with. And I pray, Lord, constantly that we might be a living example of what it really means to be your children. And I pray this in the name of my Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.